other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the federal government has paid for millions of cameras and microphones in the last 10 years around the United States to be put in. They put in the radio readers that read the tracker chips. They put those in 5 years ago in Texas. I saw them 6 years ago in California. They have put it all in, and now they're going to announce another wave of putting them in. They're in neighborhoods, four-way stops, literally in the middle of cornfields and cotton fields in Texas and everywhere else I've been. Now they're going, guess what? Those aren't just going to be used for traffic. They were never meant for that. That was one of the minor uses. It's going to be used for surveillance now. Because the terrorist attacked London. There's 55 people died. 56, I guess, if you count the guy that they killed, the innocent person. And so because of that, we got to give our children's liberties up and trust the government to have this total draconian system. So that's really the big news right now, is they're now being honest. You know, London was honest, you know, 20 years ago when they started their camera program. Now, 4.5 million in London alone. Every little small town bristling with cameras. Again, my dad was just in London, and he said it was like porcupines. He said it was like a joke. You'd see a pole with like 80 cameras on it. He said he took pictures of it. I can't wait to see them. Been too busy to go over there and look at them. I mean, he said it was just, and pictures of black helicopters saying, you're being watched, and all-seeing eyes saying, you're being watched. And we have some of those photos of, you know, that we've gotten from other people up, but my dad saw them. He saw all this. My mother saw it. And she was too busy just looking at all the history. She's a big British history buff. She's been there many times, but she just drools over that stuff, which I do, too. I love history. She knows a lot more than I do about it. She's got a couple of degrees in it. But my dad was freaked out. He said, Alex, just since we were there, you know, a long time ago, he said it was like, literally, it was like a joke. I mean, he said you'd go in restaurants, and there'd be like pods hanging down with like 20 watch eyes. He says now they've got pods everywhere with like little bitty cameras, you know, the size of the end of a ballpoint pen, and they're just bristling everywhere, just spines of them, just light poles, wires, just. And by the way, Austin has those watch eyes. They got lots of these big, huge ones you see. And I remember back in 98, we were really doing a big investigation on all of this. In Austin, we found out, because I was talking to John Hurt of the Texas Department of Transportation, their spokesman, and he was talking about all the cameras and the federal grants, and I said, so we have hundreds of cameras in Austin. He goes, no, thousands, well over 10,000. And then he proceeded to tell me, many of you have seen this on Austin cable, where we've aired it, he proceeded to say, oh, yeah, we get federal grants. They're little bitty wires. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I said, but they're for law enforcement. He said, oh, no, they're not for law enforcement. And I said, ah, Mr. Hurt, because you're a non-law enforcement body. But your sister organization, Texas Department of Public Safety, is using them for that. Alex, you ought to be a lawyer. Well, no, I said, this is all on tape. I shouldn't be a lawyer. I'm just used to you guys' tricks. It's all semantics. In fact, a lot of times they tell the truth, but it's twisted. They revel in twisting it, it makes me sick. So now you think $1 billion+ of cameras in New York, and almost that much in Boston for the RNC and DNC, and then we're going to keep them. We're going to keep the cameras in. We're going to keep the cameras in. Sorry. You see how they do that over and over and over again? And, we put microphones up to look for gunshots, but guess what? They're wonderful long-distance microphones to listen to you. Also, I've got reports they're putting up laser mics. Now, you're going to like these. These shoot a laser that's almost colorless, so you don't see it on your window, like the red laser, and it listens to you. The membrane of the microphone is your glass window. These are being put up in your neighborhoods. I mean, it's freedom.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, there have supposedly been new developments concerning the Oklahoma City bombing. Federal documents being released through FOIA request, where the FBI is talking about, you know, a plan by Elohim City white supremacists to bomb OKC. And then another document got released where the Southern Poverty Law Center, this was a few months ago, supposedly, you know, knew a little bit about this, but instead said that it was, the militia. So there's a lot of conflicting stuff out there, but we know what happened in Oklahoma City. And Colonel Craig Roberts, of course, best-selling author, One Shot, One Kill, Vietnam Marine Corps sniper, then in the Army, became a colonel in the Army. Worked in all the different capacities from, you know, patrolman in the Tulsa Police Department up to helicopter pilot, SWAT team commander, detective working Oklahoma City case. He worked some of the cases where they killed cops that blew the whistle on government inside involvement in OKC. So we're going to be talking about that in about 20 minutes or so. I wanted to get his take first on the London bombings and just throw a few things out at him, because he may not even be aware of those. Or he may be aware. I don't know. We haven't talked before we got on air. But first, I wanted to go to Brad in Maine, because he's been holding a long time. Then William and others, your calls are coming up. But Brad in Maine, make your point, sir.
Yes, hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Good. You talk a lot about the borders, and I just wanted to bring up this interesting story. I went, I lived near the Canadian border, and I was leaving, and I know the southern border is significantly different, but when we were leaving, the U.S. Border Patrol was talking to us and asked us a bunch of questions on our way out of the country. That's a little unnerving.
Well, I've heard now, I mean, let's put in the news, that you get more scrutiny leaving than coming in.
Right.
And well, because they don't want the slave. It's about keeping the slaves in the Reich.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
The third world populations that fly in unmolested into Toronto, a total open gateway to anybody that wants to go there, they've got to have a way to get into the U.S., so that's got to be open. But getting out, look, it came out in the Detroit Free Press, a few months ago, it's actually last year, time flies, that they x-ray you leaving, not coming in. No, I'm serious. They x-ray the cars.
It's ridiculous, and it's just, I wonder, you know, you talk a lot about closing the borders. How do we do that and ensure that we still have
look,
the ability
our government
to be...
has got unlimited funds. They just print more money. I mean, you know, very cheaply for, you know, a few billion dollars more a year, they can hire thousands and thousands of Border Patrol.
Right.
The states, it's wildly popular to control the borders. The state governors can call out and say, we're doing a program to beef up civil defense and to beef up the state guard, and we're going to start paying you, you know, more than a pittance, and so we're going to recruit for state guard. A guarantee you won't be shipped out of the country, which they can't do anyways with state guard, though they're trying.
Right.
And we're going to have a 6-month program to add, you know, in the northern states, maybe 1,000, 2,000 state guard on Texas and California, the big states that also have the big border problems. We're going to add 10,000 state guard.
Right.
And then we're going to pay these people full-time who want to go down or create some new state agency or have the state police do it, have a giant hiring bonanza. Go. You know, the states can do this. The feds should be doing this, but they're not doing it.
Right.
They got troops on the border, but it's to look for drugs. It's not to look for, you know, illegal aliens. They could end that border problem in 6 months. There wouldn't be a jackrabbit making it across that border.
How do you stop them from turning the guns in, if need be?
Well,
you know, from their perspective.
Well, that is a good point, but they've already done that. See, that's the point.
Right.
It's hard for you to get out. It's not hard for other people to get in.
Yeah.
Listen, anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks.
I appreciate your call. Let's go to Craig Roberts. Craig, I wanted to talk about a few other news items before we got into Oklahoma City, but what the caller just raised about controlling our borders. I mean, you've worked at all levels of, you know, on the ground, peace officer. You've worked in the military. You've been in theater, you know, in Vietnam, in combat. I mean, am I incorrect in saying that we could secure the border?
We do. I mean, we could secure the entire Ho Chi Minh Trail if we wanted to. Our southwest border would be the easiest border to secure because it's desert. You know, there's no jungle to hide in. With aircraft, you can control everything. With ground sensors, you can tell anytime anybody comes across. The issue is, you know, having enough people out there to deal with it so that the word gets back south of the border that if you cross, you will get caught. And you will be, you know, and here's the problem is we just send them back and they just cross again.
Well, we got 150,000 troops in Iraq, hundreds of thousands in Europe in support roles. I mean, 10,000 troops would end the problem pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I had a debate on the internet once with a guy that was telling me that because of posse comitatus, we can't use troops down there to enforce the law. Well, that's wrong, because if you go to the Constitution itself, the primary job of the federal government is to defend the nation.
Yeah, they're doing everything they're not supposed to and nothing they're supposed to.
Right. You could put the entire United States Army on the southwest border from the Gulf of Mexico all the way to California, and you'd be perfectly within the law because that is a border which is the federal government's responsibility. And what is incredible to me is they're doing absolutely nothing about it. I mean, they'll search an 80-year-old granny at the airport, but they won't stop, you know, 15 Islamic males coming across the border in New Mexico.
Well, Craig, let me comment on that because I talked to one of the security screeners at the Austin Airport. I've watched it on the news. I've seen the AP photos. So it's not just the news is showing these images. This is what's really happening.
Yeah.
At the train stations, at the bus stations, at the parking lots at these places. Now, they are literally, if it's a family of black people, a family of white folks, you know, with baseball caps on, blonde-haired, blue-eyed 10-year-old, They're searching and pointing machine guns at them, and literally, people with turbans on their heads are walking right past. I mean, you know, if the terror threat was really real from Islamist extremists, which I believe it's manufactured, the evidence shows that, but even if it was real, you know, how can they, they're training us that this is for the general public?
Well, this whole terror thing is being promulgated to the point where it creates a Hegelian problem that they've got to solve by passing more laws that take more of our rights away. It's as simple as that. It's moving us into a police state by utilizing a manufactured problem and blowing it all out of proportion, and then turning around. And believe me, there is Islamic terrorists out there. But the problem is what they're doing is they're overreacting in areas that don't need it, and they're doing absolutely nothing. You know, it's hard to keep the cattle in the barn if the door's left open.
Well, exactly. That's a better analogy. My complex one is, you got a castle, they leave the drawbridge down, welcome in the enemy barbarian hordes. Meanwhile, the castle guard are busy guarding 5-year-old children because they might be barbarian hordes.
Yeah, exactly. I went to my congressman, and I sat down with him, and I said, what is the White House saying about the border problem? You know, what is Bush's plan? What's he going to do? What's he even mentioned to you? He says absolutely nothing. I can't get any information out of him at all that he's even concerned with it. Well, now that tells you right there. If he's going to be concerned about teaching SWAT teams in Baghdad and concerned about, you know, searching Pearl Harbor veterans in Honolulu, trying to get on an airplane to get home from reunion, then why isn't he concerned about our entire Southwest border? And let me tell you, I
got to stop you again. Tell that story about you're over at the base in Hawaii doing some military stuff, and this is just like a year ago, and I saw this in Chicago. People on oxygen, you know, with their little military hats on from World War II, with some mean foreigner rudely jabbing at them. I mean, tell that story.
Well, I was on my way to Hawaii, and it was right after 9/11. And it was in October of that year, and I changed planes at LAX to get on Hawaiian Airlines, and we were at the gate, and this is when they had the odd screener at the gate that would get you as you're trying to get on the airplane and pull you out of line. I notice they're not doing that right now, but then they were. And this is after we'd already gone through magnetic gates, we'd walked past National Guard guys.
I saw him search a guy who looked like he was about to die.
Yeah. Well, we get up there, and they're having a Pearl Harbor survivors reunion, and they've got all these old guys with their ball caps on and their medals on the ball cap and their Hawaiian shirts and stuff, and they're headed to Honolulu. They're in their 80s, and they were pulling these guys out and wanding them and asking them questions and looking at their ID and all that stuff. And meanwhile, there's like a whole family. It looked like they were Pakistanis with turbans and the whole bit. Walked right on by and got on the airplane.
I saw the exact thing, but it was only one guy with his wife, and she looked like she was probably about 78. He had to be like 89, and he had a walker. They were rolling an oxygen tank, and he had the little military hat on with all the medals on it. And literally, I almost said something because this scumbag was being rude to him because he was obviously deaf. Yelling at this old man. I mean, this is sick.
Well, I went up to the screener and I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, it's none of your business." I said, "Well, I can make it my business." I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "Well, I'm searching this guy." I said, "You just let a whole bunch of people get on that, were obviously of Middle Eastern descent without a second look, and you're pulling out an American hero, a war veteran, who's obviously, here on legitimate business to search." He says, "Well, we're not allowed to profile." I says, "Well, you better figure out a way to profile, son, because you know what?" And I threw my badge on him, and I said, "I've been a police officer for 27 years, and I'm going to tell you something right now. When they put out an APB for a white male in his 20s that just robbed a convenience store, we don't stop little old ladies in their 80s. We don't stop black guys in their 40s. We look for the right kind of person. And if you need to start thinking about
it." I know. It's not. And by this whole profiling argument that the media gave all this attention, it was designed to make us all suspects. If a red van with a Mexican male, 35 years old, with an anchor tattoo on his left forearm, just killed somebody, you don't go pull over 45-year-old black women.
Well, precisely. And every police department in the world profiles, but TSA doesn't. Now, what's wrong with this picture?
It's insane. Well, it's about training us all to be slaves, isn't it? I mean, it boils down to that. We're going to come back and talk about the London bombing. Get Colonel Roberts' take on that.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health among longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Coming up later in this hour, we're going to finish up with the TSA, then get into the London situation and the latest developments concerning Oklahoma City, another inside job. But, Craig, clearly now they're saying we're not just going to have TSA in the, and this was so predictable. In fact, you predicted on this show, I remember, so did I. It's not hard to do that. Then there'll be bombings on buses. Doesn't even have to be here. It can be over there. Now we got to have checkpoints at buses. Now we got to. Last year they said we need to put checkpoints in malls, random searches, checkpoints, metal detectors to get in. But meanwhile, the castle gates are open, the barn door is open. It's a joke. I mean, it's a total fraud, and they know that this isn't going to stop terror. Then Colonel Roberts, being in the military, being a law enforcement, what is this really about?
Well, I think that there's three or four agendas that happen at the same time. You know, these people behind a lot of this use their time to accomplish as much as possible, and there's always several layers on the onion. The first layer of the onion is what we see on TV and what they want us to think. The second layer is what they're really doing behind the scenes, and the third layer is something they're planning to happen on down the road that we're not supposed to know about, and so on.
Exactly. Why are they putting this control grid in? That's exactly what I said last hour. You got to think about what they claim, the fraud they're pushing, and then what they're really doing, and then why are they doing it?
And what are they planning next? And next week, next month, next year, and what we've got here. When we, I just had to fly up to Chicago and do a History Channel thing about a week ago, and I try not to ever fly, but as one of those deals, I had to go, and I went through both the airports, including the Chicago O'Hare. And I noticed that everybody was just lining up meekly in their nice little lines and producing all this identification, and no one saying anything because they don't want to miss their flight. They don't want to get detained and so on. So basically what we've had on the TSA deal at the airports is an exercise in mind control. We're being lined up like sheep. Be quiet. Don't say anything. You can't even carry nail clippers with you. And it gets very intimidating. In fact, when I went through the gate in Tulsa, there was nail clippers in my shaving kit bag that I didn't even think they were in there. I didn't even think about it.
Done that every time I fly.
And they have to call a supervisor over. They show it to you. Said, "Do you know this is a prohibited item?" And they wave it in your face. I looked at it and I said, "Well, if you say so." And
training you that you're a criminal.
Yeah, I mean, they're treating you like garbage, and you're supposed to sit there and take it and say, "Oh, meekly, yes, ma'am, no, sir, you know, I'm so sorry," and yada, yada, yada. I looked at them, and I said, "Well, you can have it if you want it." And they said, "Well, did you know it's a prohibited item?" And I said, "No, I didn't. I didn't think you could hurt anybody with nail clippers." I said, "When there's all kinds of other weapons on the airplane."
Shoelaces.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much on there.
Shoelaces are a garrote.
The seat belts. Yeah, I mean, the oxygen masks. I mean, there's so many things on an airplane that you could use. A rolled-up magazine. They give you the magazines on every chair. You can roll one up and use it as a weapon. I mean, there's so many ridiculous things. But the bottom line is that doesn't have anything to do with it. What it is all based around is us being good little citizens, lining up, doing as we're told.
No, I mean, it's training. It's just like in the old German war movie where line up, papers, please.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And in fact, if you go to my website at riflewarrior.com, scroll down, look at the article that says "You have papers." And it goes into the whole TSA thing.
By the way, now, they've had TSA before they, quote, disbanded it and changed the name last month. It has trained police departments all over the country and other security services to how to do this. And the whole country, this was announced last year, shopping malls, checkpoints. I mean, this is going to be hell on earth, Craig.
Well, you know, you and I both have predicted dozens of things that would happen, and they've all happened. So I'm going to predict another one. We're going to end up with border control checkpoints at the states. We're going to end up with city control checkpoints near the city limits before you can even get in or out of town. They'll have different types of security lockdowns on cities. They're going to set up of course, the national citizen ID thing, where you can go through and it'll be a card reader. They're going to do the smart chip deal, and it's just going to keep going all the way down to everybody.
Did you know they introduced that? That's in the Texas legislature right now?
Well, the legislature of several states.
Yeah, 24 states right now are trying to pass chips in the inspection sticker that tracks you.
Yeah, and you know, you get these pike passes that you have in your car. Everybody's going to have a citizen ID pass in their car that every time you go under one of these camera lights, it's going to tell them where your car was. I'm looking for them to have smart technology in the steering wheel that only a certain person can drive the car because they got
Toyota chip. Just came out with that.
Here we go. I can't even predict, and it's already happened now. But these things are happening, and it all has to do with controlling the population.
But the border's going to be wide open, and we're going to give more tuition to illegals, give them credit. Just basically, they're felons, but they're legal.
Oh, yeah, and you've got Aslan Brigade wants to take over California and Arizona, and they're letting them do it. They're doing nothing against these guys who are professed terrorists who say, "We will kill you white people. We will do this. We will do that. We're going to take this place back," as if they ever had it.
Well, let's get into the London bombing briefly and then into all of the real threats, the nuclear threat, the suitcase nuke threat, and this new Oklahoma City information. Stay with us and get ready.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, you're hearing it here first. I've been really, really busy. But in the next 3 or 4 months, I'm going to rent a big hall that holds a couple thousand people. And I'm going to have a weekend event where we have five or six top speakers in. One of them will be Colonel Roberts to do, half a day, 4 or 5 hour presentations. And it's going to be, unlike some of the other meetings they've had around the country that are okay. This one's going to be great. We're not going to have any kooks in attendance on the speakers list. It's going to be all real information exposing the New World Order on a whole bunch of different facets. So, again, I've got that in the hopper. I'm thinking about it. I'm just literally so busy, it's insane. I am going to be going to London very, very soon. I'm not going to tell you when, but sooner rather than later, to go over there and work on some big stories. And then coming up on August 3rd, I'm going to be on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours, talking about basically just everything, the whole New World Order, why people believe in the New World Order, why people are waking up so fast. Now, that's really the basis of the discussion with George Norrie. So that's coming up next Wednesday. And before we go back to Colonel Roberts, you really should visit his website. It's excellent, riflewarrior.com. A lot of great news articles and commentary. And, of course, you can see a list of the amazing books, bestsellers,
and others that I think are even better than some of his bestsellers, but they're anti-New World Order, so you never hear about them, that are there at riflewarrior.com. And then also, folks, I've made 12 films, and these videos will not be seen if you don't get them and make copies of them and air them on Access TV and give them to friends and family and give them to opinion makers in your area. The power of the citizenry taking action with these videos and making the copies and passing them out and telling others to make copies is exponential, geometric. I mean, one tape can turn into tens of thousands, and thousands of tapes can turn into tens of millions. I mean, I've done the math before, and that is what's happened. I mean, literally, the amount of videos I sell is not that large, but it's like a mustard seed, you know, growing into this huge tree because of you planting those seeds. So please help us. Get martial law that covers the police state, the 9/11 developments, and who the globalists are, the Bush-Nazi connection, the connection to the occult, how both parties are controlled. It's a three-hour mini-series. Get my classic, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, that covers Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center, the second World Trade Center attacks, and the globalist master plan for world domination. It's almost 3 hours long. So you get your money's worth for these videos as well, and you support us. Get Matrix of Evil. It's a good video that I made. Get American Dictators. It's excellent. Go to Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure shopping cart. Infowars.com. You can watch video clips of the films, look at all the different specials. We got specials running where some videos are 75% off. And we carry a lot of other great books and videos by other researchers. So there's a bookstore on Infowars.com. You can order right there via the Safe Secure shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate. Get the videos. And people always complain that I don't give the address out. Yes, it's 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, Craig, we got loaded phones. We haven't even gotten into Oklahoma City yet. You're going to be with us about 30 minutes in the next hour. I know you're busy with some fencing you got to put up to keep your animals in. They're on your hacienda in Oklahoma. But getting into the London bombings, for those that just joined us, let me just throw this out. We know that they were running drills at the exact same time, exact same places, 2.5 weeks ago on 7/7. That's impossible. The classic cover story, just like 9/11, they're running drills. Or Putin's people get caught planting bombs in Moscow in 99 by Moscow police. They catch them. Oh, we're running a drill. So you got that operational cover. Always the telltale sign, a simultaneous drill. Okay, then we've got eyewitnesses on buses and trains saying bombs blew up into the structure, not with packages on board the buses. We have this guy running onto a train. They come and sit on him. He's not resisting. They pump 5 rounds into him, and now they're saying it's someone with the army dressed up like police doing this. Obviously, folks, some of their special forces, SAS or whoever, we don't know. The police say, hey, that's just the way it is. We may have to start killing people. Even if they're innocent, it's better safe than sorry. 007, 2 weeks ago, they issued license to kill powers to the general police. So we have that going on. By the way, the reason they killed him, he looked scared. He was jogging, and he was wearing a raincoat, a sports jacket, a windbreaker. And for those that don't know, the day he died, it was 62 degrees in London. So, I wear a windbreaker a lot of times when it's that, chilly, especially if I'm not going to be out, doing something strenuous. So they killed him. There's 100 other points, evidence they doctored surveillance camera videos. Look at how they had emergency powers about to pass right when it happened. The Patriot Act helped pass here. Blair's in deep political trouble. His national ID card's in trouble. All this is going on, and then magically this happens. Now, were they decoys as part of another government drill? Or were these guys that ran up and supposedly threw satchels on buses and then none of them explode, 4 times out of 4. All of this is very, very suspicious and points towards an element in the government doing this. Colonel Roberts, your comments on that.
Well, if we did a laundry list of all the times where we found other explosives had gone off and was not the official version of the story, such as Oklahoma City. We know that there was plastic explosives on the columns inside the building. Jane Graham witnessed them putting it up. We know that probably Strassmeyer was involved because she saw him and picked his picture out and said, that's one of the three guys I saw putting this stuff on the columns when I came to work that day in the Murrah building. We know that there's firefighters who talked about explosions that went off below them after they were in the building, the World Trade Center buildings. People on the street said they heard rumbling from down near the bottom of the buildings. People in stairwells saying we heard other explosions go on after the airplane hit, and so on. We don't know how long these things have been there, whether they put in a week before or a month before or when they built the building. But the thing about it is we have situations where the official version doesn't meet what the eyewitnesses saw. TW 800, 200-something people saw one or two missiles. Government says the airplane just decided to blow up that night, end of story. It's just to the point to where anytime somebody gets up on a podium on television after an event and starts to make a statement, you can just about be guaranteed he's lying. And if he's not lying on day one, he will be by day two when they spin it. And, we've talked about this before, where the most important time to watch the news is the first 15 minutes to hour after the event happens, because you're going to have spontaneous things going on with everybody trying to, push cameras around and get statements and see what's going on. By the next day, half the stuff you saw has disappeared. You'll not see it again because they washed it. And when that happens, you know that this operation wasn't just some bad guys. There's somebody else behind the operation, and they're using these guys as scapegoats. They're the Lee Harvey Oswalds. That's the first layer of the onion. This is what we want you to believe. This is what we want you to see.
Well, it's like in Dallas. They have the Army doing drills, in the skies above, and the day that Reagan was shot. This is admitted. They were doing a presidential succession drill where he gets shot. I mean, explain to people why they love to use drills as the cover.
Well, I think, you get enough things going on, enough events going on, you lessen the possibility of very many eyewitnesses. I want to watch a parade over here, so why should I pay any attention to a dog barking in the backyard, even though that's a burglar breaking in the house? See, I'm watching the parade with the marching band. The more pizzazz stuff that they can throw out there, the more attention it's going to get, and it's a diversion. So a lot of this stuff is a diversion. A lot of it, I think, there's some coincidence in some of it, but not all of it. And when we see these things, we're seeing a lot of things going on around us, and most people can't process it all. They don't look behind the door.
Yeah, basically it's a cover, it's a distraction, and then if people within the compartmentalized government agencies who are good notice part of this operation, they just go, hey, that's need to know. Or if one of their operatives gets caught involved in the terror attack, or the operation, oh no, he was just part of the drill.
Well, imagine, the big ship during World War II, Japanese freighter steams into Tokyo Bay. Well, everybody's looking at the big ship steaming into Tokyo Bay. What they don't understand is there's an American fleet boat submarine underneath it that's following it in and through the nets. The diversion's the big ship. So that's what you're seeing is a lot of this stuff. You're going to see this, this dog and pony show, when in actual fact you need to be looking other places at the same time to find out what else is going on. Anything that's not usual in your neighborhood, check it out and see what's going on behind the scenes. It's just the old police rule of thumb. And we don't do that. A lot of times what Americans do, they close the blinds, they close the windows, they close the doors, they put their head in the sand. They don't want to know anything. They don't want to get involved. I can't tell you how many times I've been on calls where somebody's been shot, somebody's been killed, somebody's been beaten up, and I couldn't find any witnesses, even though I know 20 people saw it. They don't want to get involved. They don't want to...
That's incredible that I've seen car wrecks, and I know by law, plus I do it anyway, I pull over to help. And all these people that were even in front of me are witnesses standing, pumping gas at a gas station 20 yards away. I see them, witness it, and they get in their cars and get out of there, and then I wait, and I'm like the only person when the cops show up. And Americans didn't used to be like that. I mean, we see these stories every week or two where a woman's beaten up and raped and beaten in the head with a lead pipe in a street and lays there for an hour. People walk by her naked, bleeding body. Or we had a few years ago, a cop got hit in the street, and he got knocked off the side of the road right by a big gas station. He lay there for 45 minutes before cops came by and helped him.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get involved.
Well, there's a case, I can't remember the gal's name, Mary something, that they use as an example in police academies that actually happened back in the early 60s. This gal was walking down the street, and a guy walked up to her with a knife, and there were people in all the buildings around looking out the window, and he began stabbing her in this alcove of this building, and there was, you know, 30, 40 people sitting there watching. No one called the police. No one tried to interfere. No one yelled out the window, hey, what are you doing? No one came to the woman's aid, and this guy walked off. And that was in the 60s. So, you know, I don't know exactly when this stuff started happening, but a lot of it has to do with people not wanting to get involved because they don't want to go to court, they don't want to miss work, they don't want to testify.
Well, they're very, don't they know, though, that that creates an atmosphere where all of us are in more danger when nobody cares about each other?
They're always waiting for the other guy to deal with it. You know, let the police deal with it. Let somebody else deal with it that knows more about it than I do or bigger than I am or whatever. And so, you know, we get...
But instead they'll tattle on things that don't matter. Ooh,
right.
I heard my neighbors arguing. I better call the police. But then they see somebody climbing over the fence. They don't call the police.
Yeah, it's incredible. Back to the bombings before I forget about it. In London, if you have an explosive... I've been all over the Metro Underground in London, the tube, they call it.
You even trained with them, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I worked with the London PD for 5 weeks, and London Metropolitan Police, the Met, they call it over there, the Bobbies, walk beats with them and the whole bit. And good bunch of guys, and they try real hard. Of course, they're unarmed, and I felt naked walking around in a Tulsa Police uniform and no gun belt. But they're arming them now. Well, what they rely on there is they rely on their whistles and their radios. Because there's so many police in London that you can't go any place without one standing on a corner someplace. If you get somebody running from you, you blow your whistle and start chasing him. You keep blowing your whistle, and by the time you get to the end of the block, you got five cops there. It's incredible how they play, and a helicopter. I mean, it's incredible how fast they can react. Well, when you get into the London Underground, the tube, the only way that you could have explosives going on under the cars in a tube station is have something on the tracks that's disguised where no one realizes it, because everybody over there is conscious of packages. Everybody. Because the IRA stuff that happened, several years ago. So everybody reports suspicious packages, and at every stop there's usually a Metro police guy there that, he's watching everything, and he's definitely watching for packages because of the IRA bombings.
Plus you got bristling cameras.
Right, you got cameras everywhere over there now, and more than when I was there. And so the only way that you could have something, they have to have been placed there at some time, where it was either buried in the gravel, or it was in something that didn't look out of ordinary, or it was thrown under the train just before it drove up. In any case, it had to be detonated somehow. Well, what they're doing to detonate these things now is they're putting cell phones on them, and they're just calling that number, and when the cell phone rings, it sets off the blasting cap. That's what the Arabs are doing, terrorists are doing in Baghdad. Now, a lot of these car bombs are all set off remote control now by cell phones. It's extremely simple, and that could have been very easily done. And you call one cell phone number after another on your little list right there, just bang, 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 bang.
Well, also within 45 seconds, these bombs go off, and then now even Scotland Yard is looking. Which I'm surprised they're being this honest and saying, we don't think these guys knew. We think there was some, quote, master behind them. Well, that's the classic Patsy M.O.
Yeah, yeah. Now, another tactic they've come up with now is they recruit you and say, you're going to do this. You're going to be a suicide bomber. Or you're going to take this package, and all you're going to do is just leave it there and let us know when it's there, you know, and then you can leave. But what's going to happen if you don't do it is we're going to kill your whole family. We know where they live. We know who they all are. And so one of the deals in Baghdad, a guy drove up and the bomb didn't go off. And he was handcuffed to the steering wheel of the car at the checkpoint. And they got him out of the car and they're, you know, to interrogate him. And he was, and when they saw the handcuff on him, he said, I didn't want to be here, but I had no choice. They've got my family in their hands. So, a lot of this isn't as so many people that want to die for Allah are being forced to. Back to the London deal, it's very easy to have some guy just carry a package someplace and lay it down and walk off to a payphone and call you and say, okay, it's there. Then you call it on a cell phone and bang, there it goes. It is so simple to do this stuff. But what's going to happen now is the lockdowns And the thing about the London bombings, the first ones that went off, what was going on in this country that very same day? They were going to extend or make permanent the Patriot Act.
And Bush said, oh, look, we've had more of these smaller bombings last week, that very same day. We better pass this.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when that happened, everybody just stood up and said, okay. So basically, you know, there goes more of our rights, there goes more of our privacy, and so on. And you can't believe that Al-Qaeda is such a gigantic organization and they can do all of these things so successfully. The PLO hasn't been able to do it. Islamic Jihad hasn't been able to do it. Hamas has not been able to do it. And these guys have been around for decades.
With billions of dollars of funding.
Unlimited funding.
But now, magically, Al-Qaeda, and they admit Al-Qaeda is only a file name in the CIA, by the way.
Yeah, that's just a name for the group.
Yeah, funny that they would take the name that the CIA gave them. It's a total fraud. We're going to come back and talk about OKC and then start going to your calls. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
William and many others will go straight to your calls here in about 6.5 minutes when we start the third hour. Bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. We'll get Craig Roberts' take on it. Always great to have Colonel Roberts on with us. RifleWarrior.com is the website. Check it out today. But, Craig, I have this article here from a week and a half ago, KTOK-TV, newspaper claims former DOJ officials confirm bombing cover-up. The FBI releases through a FOIA request, a document saying, oh, yeah, we basically knew there was going to be a bombing orchestrated by Elohim City and the white supremacists. But years ago, Craig, we knew the government and Morris Dees and others wanted to blame white supremacists, then try to connect that in to the right wing in America and you know, have this big purge. So we predicted all this would be said and done. The problem is, if the feds have these surveillance camera tapes, just show us the tapes. We've talked to the FBI agents and others that have seen these tapes and police that witnessed, not the tapes, but what actually happened. It was Middle Easterners, one getting out of the truck, three waiting down the street. These Iraqis, we even know their names. We know they work for the U.S. government. We know they were protected. So just like a classic intelligence operation, you've got white supremacists swirling around it. You got Arabs swirling around it. You've got all this happening, but again, who has the motive? And then we have the government protecting the people. Then we have Andre Strassmeyer, witnesses said, Jane Graham and others, as a workman, one of the heads of Elohim City, later turns out as U.S. intelligence, tied in with the German intelligence, tied in with the U.S. He's protected, allowed to leave the country. He's supposedly seen in the bottom of the building. So Craig, everything we've been talking about over these years, now we're being sent down the rabbit trail that it's Elohim City. Tell us about it.
Well, when you got you know, like Cash writing articles trying to reinforce stuff he was saying a long time ago, and still doing it, I find that's a little bit on the odorous side. When we know for a fact that we investigated Elohim City inside and out, we can tell you the names of Millar's grandchildren. I mean, we know which house everybody lives in, and the whole thing. There was some talk of blowing up buildings there, but it was done by people who came in from the outside. You had Dennis Mahon down there. You had Andrea Strassmeyer come in. And just agent provocateur type stuff. Because these people down there weren't interested in any of this, other than the fact that they did have some ties back to the old Covenant Sword and Arm of the Lord. The old
But then Strassmeyer is ID'd there at OKC.
He's ID'd in the building when they're putting the explosives on the columns. And then we get the FBI. Trinidad gets the FBI memos that show and answer the question for me of what interest did Morris Dees and the Southern Poverty Law Center have in this to begin with? And why did they and the ADL do everything they could to derail the investigation and point us off on skinheads and neo-Nazis and Elohim City?
Now, again, it shows that one of the major people they're fingering, or the group they're fingering, is actually one of their minions.
Absolutely. And then you've got... So here's
Colonel, I got to stop you. Repeat that for people that might have missed it.
Which part?
Understand, we've got the Morris Dees memo, and tell people what that says.
Well, the Morris Dees memo is an FBI memo that says that Andrea Strassmeyer was reporting, basically, to paraphrase, to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And that which means, since he was there prior to the bombing, that the Southern Poverty Law Center had to know if there was anything going on there, and if there was any bombing plans going on, then they would have had to have information on that.
And then you've got Strassmeyer in the building.
But let's take it a step further. When Strassmeyer goes to leave the country, if he's an asset of Morris Dees, why is he picked up by Kirk Lyons, who's just the opposite of Morris Dees? Kirk Lyons is the guy he's a lawyer who defended the Waco survivors and got them all 40 years apiece, great defense lawyer. He's the guy that defended the KKK against Morris Dees. He's the guy that defended all these neo-Nazi bunches and skinheads and so on. And then he gets Strassmeyer, who's supposedly over here for the German government, to infiltrate the neo-Nazi bunch. He's using the lawyer that defends the neo-Nazis. I mean, this egg just gets more colors every time we dip it in the pot.
It's pretty clear what's going on. We'll tell you when we get back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.